The era of the COVID lawsuit. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news this morning. Federal health officials want a temporary pause giving the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after six people in the U.S. got rare blood clots in the weeks after. Johnson & Johnson's the single-dose one. States make their own decisions, but the FDA and the CDC are recommending this out of what they called an abundance of caution. The New York Times reports a person died from the condition and another was in serious condition. U.S. authorities say it appears these types of clots are extremely rare, but they want to study this in part so that doctors can recognize the condition quickly. J&J said today it will delay the launch of the vaccine in Europe. Not affected by this, the double shot vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson's stock is down more than 4% right now. It's one of the Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks, which is weighing down the index, which is minus 166 points or 0.5% now. The S&P is down a point. The NASDAQ is up at the moment 0.7%. And the consumer price index for March came in higher today with the price of gasoline up 9%. Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
It is one measure of inflation, David, and on the month, it was a little bit higher than expected. The headline index up 2.6% versus a year ago, and the core index, which importantly excludes food and energy prices, up 1.6% versus a year ago.
Yeah, but with vaccinations and recovery, if this were to continue month after month after month, you'd have some inflation here.
Well, I think some of the increase we're seeing here will prove to be temporary. The economy shut down a year ago, so prices actually in March, April, and May of 2020 fell. And so as we proceed through, you know, April and May, we will have very easy year-on-year comparisons. The way central bankers think of inflation is a multi-year process. So it's prices going up year after year after year, not just a few months or a few quarters of price pressures.
All right. Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at Payden & Riegel, thank you so much.
My pleasure, as always.
The White House is continuing to make the case for its infrastructure extravaganza known as the American Jobs Plan. Yesterday, it released data on what each state might be able to get. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with some details. Nancy, what's in these fact sheets?
They list things like the number of bridges and miles of road in each state that are in poor condition, the percentage of households without access to broadband, and how much each state needs to repair water infrastructure.
So give me one state.
Let's look at Texas. The American Society of Civil Engineers issues infrastructure report cards for each state. Texas got a C. Of course, there were those power outages across the state after it was hit with a winter storm a few months ago, and the Texas power grid basically collapsed. President Biden's infrastructure plan calls for $50 billion to be spent on improving the resilience of infrastructure.
How about some other states that appear to be crumbling here?
Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky all got a C- on their infrastructure report cards. And combined, they have more than 4,500 bridges and more than 13,000 miles of highway in poor condition. That's according to the fact sheets. And Biden's plan devotes more than $100 billion to fixing roads and bridges. Of course, it is just a proposal at this point and still needs congressional approval.
Nancy, thank you. Recently, a former employee of the online retailer Wayfair sued the company, claiming he was fired because he needed to care for his kids during the pandemic. Lawyers at some of the world's biggest finance, insurance, tech, and life sciences firms say the pandemic is leading to similar lawsuits there, with many more to come. Aaron Schachter reports from GBH Radio in Boston.
If you think about it, says Janie Shulman, employee lawsuits as a result of the pandemic were probably inevitable. Great upheaval leads to fear and frustration.
A lot of people are losing their jobs and feeling vulnerable, and plaintiff lawyers are smart and creative.
Shulman works at the San Francisco law firm Morrison & Foerster. It surveyed in-house counsels in some of the biggest companies in the world late last year. Shulman estimates there's been an uptick of nearly 1,500 COVID-related cases involving what's known as workplace accommodations.
the most cases that have come up have to do with people who claim entitlement to leaves of absence or sick leave or leave to care for others.
Shulman questions the legal merit of many of these cases, but Philip Gordon, a labor lawyer representing at least a dozen employees let go during the pandemic, says some employers are making short-sighted decisions.
Employers are taking this as an opportunity or a pretext to discriminate, to actually clear out their workforces of older people, minorities, people with disabilities, people with medical conditions.
Both Gordon and Shulman point out that this is a particularly difficult time for workers and employers. And it's no surprise that everyone is trying to figure things out at this moment, says Randy Albelda, a professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts Boston. She says previous economic upheavals didn't result in a rash of workplace lawsuits, but the pandemic has been unprecedented.
It is a strange time, a time in which workers are being treated very differently than they have in the past.
Albelda says the U.S. could have prevented many lawsuits had there been comprehensive laws mandating paid sick leave and parental leave for workers. Employee lawsuits are expensive and time-consuming. They can cost upwards of $1 million each. In Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.